Once again, we are so glad that you are here to worship with us this morning. That freedom that we have came from those who sacrificed. Amen? And above all of that, even a greater freedom came from one who sacrificed, and his name was Jesus Christ. And that's why we are here this morning, and we are glad that you've chosen to worship with us. A couple of announcements before we get started with our worship. Online registration for VBS is going to be taking place. It'll be live, going live this Thursday on the website, so you can go on and jump on there and do that. Also, we want you to be aware of an attendance pad that's going to be going around, and you'll see some empty chairs around you. Some people are at the lake. They're worshiping God out on the lake this morning. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. No. A little bit. But so there's going to be some empty spots around you. You might have to reach out and grab that attendance pad, but it's so important that you fill that out so that we know you are here. We can pray for you. If you're here visiting with us, we can learn a little bit more about you. So, again, we're so glad that you're here. I'd like to ask you, if you will, if you're able to stand as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the freedom that we have in you. You've told us that those who are in you are free and free indeed. And we thank you for that. We are here to lift you up for your name to be glorified, Father. Be blessed in this place this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
The blind will see, through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise, through you all hearts will praise, through you the darkness flees, through you my heart screams, I am free.
Let's sing that again.
Through you the blind will see, through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise, through you all hearts will praise, through you the darkness flees, through you my heart screams, I am free.
Well, I am free to run,
I am free.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
Yeah, I am free.
Through you the blind will see.
Through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise, through you all hearts will praise, through you the darkness flees, through you my heart screams, I am free.
Free to run! I am free to run.
I am free.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
And I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
Free
to run. Oh, I am free to run.
I am free.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
Oh, I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
Oh, I am free.
I am free.
Oh, I am free.
I am free.
Oh, I am free. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Yeah. As we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. And in gratitude and praises, oh compassion so amazing, Lord, we've come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. And we lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love.
Here we go.
Yeah. 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 As we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above.
Lifting gratitude.
Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. Lord, you've come to give us all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Yeah, 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 because of your love,
yeah,
because of your love,
yeah,
because of your love,
yeah,
because of your love.
You guys can have a seat. Thank you.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Do I have some friends this morning? I know I do. Why are y'all laughing at me? Good morning. How is everybody this morning? I am so glad. Okay, what is this weekend? Memorial Day. And what does Memorial Day usually tell us? That to go to church. That's very good, Molly. That's right. We need to go to church. But what does that tell us? It tells us that what is ending and what is beginning. School is ending and summer is beginning. Okay. What do we do over the summer? We do a lot of what? Swimming. Baseball. But you know what? Water sports. That means you got to be, do what? Softball. So we got to be what? Safe, right? So today I brought my life jacket because today is the beginning of summer, correct? And I want to be safe over the summer. But you know what? As I was thinking about this and I was wearing this, who is our best life saver? Jesus. Good job. You get a high five. A high five. That's right. He protects us, doesn't he? Even when we're out swimming, when we're out boating, when we're playing, all summer long, he's going to protect us. So when we're swimming, so I wanted to bring a life saver today to remind us to be safe over the summer, but to also remind us that who's with us 24/7, 365 days a year? Jesus. Very good. So today, as our candies are not going to be dum-dums. Our candies today are life savers. What do you think, parents? Uh-huh. So, we've got them in the back, but let's pray first. Okay. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for being our life saver. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'll see you in the back if you're going to Kids Club.
As we prepare to go to God in prayer this morning, just want to lift up to you a couple of things that you find in your bulletin. Of course, those that we want to remember in our prayers that have undergone recent surgeries, have lost loved ones, or have surgeries coming up. Also, you'll notice at the cross, that's our new mission depot where we're going to actually be leaving our supplies and things that we do throughout the year to help those in need. And so if you'll see what all we're collecting now for the school supplies, that's listed in your bulletin. And also on the back, as we go to God in prayer and remember those affected by the recent tornadoes of Oklahoma, you'll see also ways that you can respond to that tragedy. And most notably, I think a $50 check, if you want to write that on the memo line, for tornado tubs. Those are things that have elements in that will immediately help them in their recovery efforts. So I wanted to lift those things up to you. Let us go to God in prayer. Most loving Father, we are so grateful that we can come to you at this time and to know that you hear our thoughts, hear our concerns, our anxieties, and also hear our joys. For as Laura shared with us about the transition of seasons, we know that there will be many opportunities to be together with family extended. We see that today in our own body of Christ, family members that are joined together in worship. And what a joy that is. But we're also aware, especially following this past week of events, of storms in lives of people, that families have been torn apart. Some are having to be farmed out to neighbors and friends in order to just have the basic needs. Others tragically lost a member of their family. And sometimes that member of the family was a pet. And sometimes that member of the family was one that just was not able to get out in time. So, Father, we know that there's a brokenness. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we know that brokenness sometimes, for some, has been due to the loss of a loved one that has sacrificed their lives, that we can worship you in this hour and ours. So, Father, we do pray for those. Our hearts reach out to each and every one of them. And we know more than that, God, your heart reaches out to them. You grieve when others grieve. You hurt. You love. And you are there for each and every one to hold on to be that life saver through your Son, Jesus Christ, which Laura talked about. And so, Father, as we look around and see our families around us, we are aware of those who are hurting. And help us to remember, as the family of God, our arms extend around the globe to those who are in need of our help. We're thankful, too, that we can come to you in prayer and know that you forgive us of our sins. And sometimes our sins are neglectfulness. Sometimes there are those sins of omission when we have not stepped up and done what little we could do anyway to relieve suffering and to offer our help. So, Father, help us to respond to your love and your grace as we offer that love and grace to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us how to pray so beautifully and completely, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We invite our ushers to come forward now as we have our time of prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. We experience the abundance of your presence and love poured out upon our lives day in and day out. And when we are unfaithful, you remain faithful. So, Father, we pray that as we offer these gifts in faithfulness, that you will bless them in abundance, that they may reach and touch lives which we may never see, but that you see and you know of the need. Again, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give. In Jesus' name, amen.
If everything comes down to love, then just what am I so afraid of? When I call out your name, inside awakes my soul. How quickly I forget I'm yours. I'm not my own. I've been carried by you all my life. Everything rides on hope now. Everything rides on faith somehow. When the world has broken me down, your love sets me free. And when my life is like a storm, rising waters, all I want is the shore. You say I'll be okay and make it through the rain. You are my shelter from the storm. Everything rides on hope now. Everything rides on faith somehow. When the world has broken me down, your love sets me free. Everything rides on hope now. Everything rides on faith somehow. When the world has broken me down, your love sets me free.
Again, so blessed, so blessed. If you brought your Bibles along and you'd like to follow along or on the screens, I share with you today a very familiar passage to so many as our word of hope today. John 3:16-17, and may the people of God be inspired and blessed by this reading of the Word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have life everlasting. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The word of God for the people of God. Thinking about hope with you today on this Memorial Day weekend, for some, hope has been shattered by the loss of a loved one. John 3:16 was a very important scripture to a young soldier. Indeed, he had it inscribed almost everything he owned, his ID bracelet, inside his Bible. And at the end of a letter to his parents, he would say to them, "Now remember the numbers of hope, John 3:16, your loving son." What makes this verse so special? For indeed, it's one of the most important verses found in the entire Bible. Preschoolers can recite it. Many people will see it on posters at football games by fans. It's brief enough to write on the smallest piece of paper or memorize it in a moment, yet solid enough to withstand over 2,000 years of tests and storms. What's so fascinating about this one verse, if you think about it, it begins with God, for God, and then ends with life, everlasting life. And this scripture urges us to do the same, to begin with God and experience and end with that everlasting life. It shares God's great love for us and our great need for him. So I just want to share what a few, and it's a variety of people, have to say about this verse and its impact in their lives. John 3:16 is the foundation of my faith, a picture of undeserved, unconditional, and unwavering love from a father to his kids, Ernie Johnson, TNT sportcaster. John 3:16 is the North Star of the Bible. If you align your life with it, you can find the way home. Anne Graham Lotz. This is the promise that bears hope for the hopeless. When we finally realize, I can't do this on my own, this is the Father responding, "I know, so I've done it for you." Jeff Foxworthy. If you know nothing of the Bible, start here. John 3:16. If you feel like you know everything about the Bible, return here. John 3:16. It's been called like the hope diamond of Scripture. I mentioned last week about the man Nicodemus, who was on the Jewish council high up, and how Jesus just fascinated him, and he wanted to know more about him. And so, because of his prestigious position, he had to steal secretly through the night to meet Jesus. He found out where he was staying, and he stopped and knocked on the door, and Jesus came, and he said, "Rabbi, we all know God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Without hesitation, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." I'm not sure what was on Nicodemus's mind that night, but I know exactly what was on Jesus's, because his explanation and his exposition of what salvation is all about, being at one with God, is found in this 16th verse, following this episode with Nicodemus. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting." Nicodemus wanted the answer, "What must I do to inherit this eternal life?" In this one verse, we see the whole gospel of Jesus Christ, but I want to just take it out in a few concepts that you can take home with you, that you can share with others. The first of these key concepts are two words: God loves, for God so loved. That changes everything. This world, otherwise, is just some kind of mass hurling through the cosmos, undirected, unguided, no hope, no future, no reason to live. Every death would be an end, every grave a pit. But instead, God so loved the world. God loves. We see it in every sunrise. We see it in every sunset. We see it in every blade of grass. Yesterday on the Buffalo River, I experienced it in every ripple of that river. Every birth, every child's face. God so loved the world. When my girls were little, and before we had pets of our own, they began to endear themselves to every living creature, and I mean every living creature. They would pick each one of them up, give it a name, talk to it. So one day when I was walking through the living room, there was a big black beetle scurrying across the floor. It didn't belong in my house. So I was about to squash it when the 4-year-old Kara, the moral monitor of the house, "Mom, don't kill it. Pick it up and take it outside where it belongs." I wanted to tell her, "You pick it up, they're your friends, and you take it outside where it belongs. I don't do bugs." But I didn't. I got a stiff piece of paper and scooped it up and gently put it outside and thought to myself, that beetle owes its very life now to the voice of a 4-year-old. Well, God does care for all his creatures, which includes you and me. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:38 and 39, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Max Lucado, the famous Christian author and preacher, has said, you know, if God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. If he had a wallet, your photo would be in it. He sends you flowers every spring and a sunrise every morning. Wherever you want to talk, he listens. And out of all the places in the universe where he could reside, he chooses to live in your heart. God loves, and because he loves, that takes us to the second little component here. Another two words. He gives. God loves, God gives. For some, just to hear the words, "I love you," even if those words are from God, are just quite not enough. Doesn't really mean a whole lot. Love, agape love, is a verb. It has to be demonstrated. It has to be proven. Romans 5:3 says, "But God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Some people don't understand why that's important. They really don't. They say, "I'm a fairly decent person. I live a good life. I've got a good job. I've held that down. My spouse loves me. I don't mean anybody any harm. I don't need God to give me his son." Maybe you know someone that thinks like that. But are we really as good as we think we are? Thou shalt not steal. Have you ever plagiarized just a wee bit? Have you ever taken a stamp? Have you ever, as a child, walked through the grocery store and just snuck a little grape, hoping nobody'd see you? Have you ever snuck a piece of candy that was not offered to you? That makes you a thief. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That goes even for the fibs you tell to protect someone you love. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Boy, did I hear that broken a lot on the river yesterday. Get angry, get frustrated. It usually is followed by that other little word. The Bible calls that blasphemy. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, before you excuse yourself on that one too easily, remember the Bible says, even if you've lusted anyone in your heart. And that's just 4 out of the 10. I don't know that we'd fare any better the more we go. If we're honest, we know we all are capable and do sin, and we do it all the time. Romans 3:23 says, everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Our sin separates us from God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be out of God's sight for a minute. I don't want to be separated from God, ever. We need Jesus. Amen? We need Jesus, and we need his perfect love to forgive us of our sins, to keep us in right relationship with God. There's a story told in the Old Testament from the book of Numbers, the 21st chapter, verses 4 through 9, and it's a story of sin. It's talking about the Israelites. God's chosen people have rebelled, shocker, against God again. And there was this plague of poisonous snakes. And it bit the people. And they died. But this is also a story of grace, my friends. Moses interceded for the people. He pleaded to God. God provided a remedy. And God told Moses to fashion a serpent out of bronze and attach it to a pole and to wave it in front of the people so that the people would look at it and they would be healed. Anyone who had been bitten would immediately be healed. And we find ourselves in a similar situation. We all have been bitten by sin. This world poisoned by one another's recklessness of action and word. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible teaches us. And just as the serpent was lifted up on that pole, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the Father, was lifted up on that cross and is our remedy to heal us of our sin. Amen. For Jesus, there was no other choice. Loved us that much. As excruciating as it was for God to lose his son, to experience his death. God loves Jesus, and God loves you, and God loves me. And because of that, that leads us to the third part of this verse. That's why you and I must believe. Jesus said that God gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish. This idea is contrary to what we expect. We expect solutions to be somewhat complicated, to have several steps, some sort of process, not to be so easy. We expect a more complicated cure, a more sophisticated salvation. But think about it. No other religion offers what Jesus promises. Judaism sees salvation based on keeping Torah and practicing moral law. Buddhism grades your life according to the 4 noble truths and the 8-fold path. And Muslims earn their way to Allah by performing the duties of the 5 pillars of faith. But not Christianity. Christianity says, Romans 10:9, believe that Jesus Christ died and was resurrected, and profess from your lips, and you shall be saved. Jesus calls us to believe. More scripture, John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become, the right to become the children of God. John 6:47, I tell you the truth, whoever believes has eternal life. Acts 16:31, then he brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved along with everyone in your household. Our baptism, our repentance, our movements to demonstrate towards a changed life are not in addition to faith. They are expressions of it. Every single week, as senior pastor of this church, I see person after person after person come in and express their faith in all the many ministries that they give and do, coming forth out of their love for Jesus Christ as the body of Christ in action. An expression of their faith makes their faith real. The praise song that is inspired by this idea. Jesus wants us to see, I believe, is not because of what we do, but because of who he is. It's not because of who I am, but because of what he has already done. And all he asks is for us to trust in him alone. But we live in this society. We can't escape it. We live in this mindset, this human mindset that says, okay, what's in it for me? I mean, I do Facebook. You look at it very much and you see it's pretty much about self. Look what I did. Look what I look like. Look at my kids. Look at what I'm doing today. Look at what I'm going to do. Look at where I just went on my trip and vacation. I mean, it's pretty much a chronicle. But I do that. We all have rewards. We expect raises at work. We expect affirmation from family, friends, coworkers. We can be pretty self-absorbed. So we believe in Jesus. What's our reward? Well, there is one. And it's the fourth component. We live. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting. Now, people sometimes imagine that life everlasting is floating around in the clouds somewhere, strumming some harps. But that's really not the image from the Bible. The Bible has given the description of God's kingdom, of the heaven fulfilled, and has saved it for the very last book of the Bible. And that, to me, is like, I'm saving the best for last. And so we read the biblical description of heaven with this glory beyond description. There are no human words to describe it. And it's talking about golden streets and mountains and rivers of life. And this glorious paradise. Paradise lost will be paradise restored. That paradise which existed in Eden, in the garden, will be once again, but which was destroyed by the fall of humankind with the sin that began. Because God loved us enough to give us choice, and we don't always choose wisely. And the full glory of heaven will be beyond description. It will be grand, a paradise as God intended it to be, but that's just the physical. Look at what it's going to be like inside. One of the greatest blessings of heaven is what it won't be. No loneliness ever. No disease. No divorce. No trials or tribulations of any kind. Without the presence of evil, the new heaven and the new earth will be like nothing we have ever experienced. And again, nothing like we can begin to describe. There will be no death, no suffering, no funeral homes or hospitals, no rape or missing children, no bigotry, muggings, or killings, no worry or depression or economic downturns. There will be no Memorial Day because there will be no wars, no unemployment. There will be close friendships, but no cliques. Laughter, but no put downs. Wonderful intimacy, but no temptation or immorality. No hidden agendas or betrayal of any kind. And my favorite, new bodies. Thank you, Jesus. You quit laughing. Second Thessalonians 1:10. On the day when the Lord Jesus comes, all the people who have believed will be amazed by the Lord Jesus. The most wonderful thing will be this fabulous, intimate relationship that we have with Jesus. Think about your best friend in the whole world and multiply that farther than you can. And that's how it will be as we feel about Jesus. Revelations 21:3 says, God's presence is with people and he will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them and will be their God. We won't need to be drawn to God's presence as we feel the need in prayer and worship. We'll already live there. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. We will live in the presence of God constantly and consciously. John 3:16, the fourfold promise, the numbers of hope. God loves, God gives, we believe, we live. It's really that simple. God loves this world more than we'll ever know. He gave his one and only Son so that we might live and be with him forever. Apart from him, we die. With him, we live. On this Memorial Day weekend, when many families are remembering and grieving still the loss of their loved ones, we remember this amazing message of hope, John 3:16. Take this one verse and share these four concepts. God loves, God gives, we believe, we live. And share that grace with someone. It may very well be the number of hope. That is your mission. Okay. We invite our celebration singers to come up here and rescue me. And if there are those here today who would like to unite with this church, this fun and faithful church, we invite you to do so. Or if you'd like to come forward and profess your faith in Jesus Christ in your very first time, we welcome that. Or if you'd like to come up forward and pray, just raise your hand if you'd like for me to pray with you. But let's be standing.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Yeah. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer. Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing, yeah.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. The rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
My hope is in you, Lord.
All my hope is in you. All I hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all. The Lord of all.
Amen. So wonderful to be in worship with you today. So thankful. We'll continue to keep those that were not able to be with us today due to traveling in our prayers, our thoughts, our hearts. Please receive the blessing. And now, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that something we tend to make so difficult is really so simple. You love us. You've given to us your Son. You desire for us to believe and to claim that, and then to go forward and to live eternal life beginning now in this moment. May we go forward now and share that promise, share that grace, that love to all we meet. In the peace of Christ. Amen.